But with me now on the line is Jennifer Cromartie. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning, Mitchell.
Thank you very much for being on the show, and it's good to hear from you. I was just listening back to your podcast last week while I was away with David talking about lobbying.
I know, and I was actually interested to hear whether we'd have a bit of a chat when you got back, but the Grattan Institute put out a report basically looking at some of the issues around lobbying and whether some people's voices aren't being heard purely because maybe they don't have the resources. So it was a really interesting report.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk maybe next week about the differences with advocacy and lobbying, because I thought that was an interesting point that you raised. And I think gender equality was something else that you wanted to raise but maybe didn't get to. So put that down on the agenda for next week.
Yes, it never seems to stop with what's happening in the US particularly. Gender seems to be, and you know, the Me Too movement seems to be not going away in a hurry.
And they touched on this briefly last night on Q&A, which I haven't got to yet. But this weekend, you've got a very special event coming up at the Makers Hub. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so the Makers Hub, Craig Long's Makers Hub in Centrepoint Arcade, is celebrating its first birthday. So we thought we'd just throw open the doors on a Saturday. So we open sometimes on a Saturday, but not always. And we've had quite a few people ask if we could do something like this. So from 10 to 4 o'clock on Saturday, everyone can come down. It's all free. We'll be having a whole range of events. We'll have a lot of the people who are in the space demonstrating some of their technology. We'll have some augmented reality and virtual reality experiences for people, as well as some cake, of course. But what I think might be quite interesting to people is the pop culturists will be in, and they'll be running some pop quizzes and giving some prizes out there, a YouTube show that's based here in the Makers Hub.
We love a good pop quiz, don't we?
Yes, we'll come on down.
And you've got this incredible studio set up, and you've got 3D printing. Rob was showing me the 3D printers when I was there last and some of the things that you've created with that. So I think it really appeals to anyone that has any sense of creativity, but creativity is a broad range of things. It could be recording your own podcast. It could be doing 3D printing. It could be other forms of creativity. So it basically appeals to just about everyone, I would have thought.
Yeah, so I mean, if you're a small business and you're interested in some of the technology to promote your business, as you say, like our sound recording studio or our video studio, Zoe from Zebrafish Digital Media will be on hand all day to show people around our multimedia studio. Of course, as you said, Rob will be in the makerspace with his 3D printers. So if you're just curious, come in and have a chat to Rob on Saturday.
You might have to bring Rob in next week to debrief in terms of what's happening in US politics.
I won't be able to stop him.
Well, thank you very much for coming on this morning. Just wanted to touch base quickly for a chat about that. But stay well, and we'll catch up again next Monday for your regular spot.
No problem. Thanks, Mitchell.
Thank you very much, Jennifer Cromartie there.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.